Father, I'm not afraid. If Broken heart. waiting the day when we'll be called away from this dark veil of sin here below. There is mansions above with the Savior of love. We are waiting the call to go.
Thank you. Last night was an exceptional night. celestial and fed by the clouds of evil. A wonderful essence of man. Little is a lot of God is in it, even in a natural way. And God always provides. But there's another lesson here in John 6 I want to notice tonight. If you're a child of God, you not only need the natural food to sustain the body, you need the spiritual food for the inner man. And after this meal was provided for their bodies, then Jesus Christ begins to preach to them a glorious gospel sermon. You talk about have a wonderful meal provided for you by the Savior, and then him preach to you. What does that mean? That'll be carrot cake. You're enjoying a carrot cake over at the Hoovens, but Jesus Christ preached to them the gospel. And you think that they would have enjoyed that, but they didn't. The majority of them didn't. We talked about that some last night. Now, down in verse 60, we read this expression. Many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, said, "This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?" I want to talk some tonight, if the Lord will bless us, about some of the hard sayings in the Bible. They said, in response to his preaching, that salvation was by grace, and that man by nature is depraved and cannot save himself. They said in response to that doctrine, "It is a hard saying. Who can hear it?" Now that's a good question. Who can hear the gospel? Well, we know the unregenerate man cannot hear it. We know that. The Apostle Paul said that the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Well, the gospel is a thing of the Spirit. So the natural man cannot receive the gospel. He can't hear it. He doesn't have an ear to hear it. So we don't even try to preach to the natural man. Of course, we don't know who is born again and who isn't. In a congregation like this, I couldn't just look at you and say, "Well, you're born again and you're not." I don't have that ability. But the gospel has a way of bringing to light the spiritual life that's in a person. But even some of God's people that have been born again will not hear the gospel. And there's different reasons for that. Some of them harden their heart so that they will not hear. You remember the apostle Paul?